The museum of shells and paintings was inaugurated on the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, birthday in 1998.
Many outstanding works of art by famous Iranian and foreign painters can be seen in the art museum. Among the paintings on display are works by various Iranian artists, such as Kemal Ulmulk, the famous Qajar painter, and Abbas Qatuzian, the contemporary realism painter. There are also some valuable works by Master Mahmoud Farshtiyan. O Muhammad, recite in the name of thy God that created. This was the first message that was revealed to the Prophet by the angel Gabriel in the cave of Hira, the place where the Prophet went to pray and meditate. As we carefully observe this painting, it appears to draw us into its subject matter. It's almost as if we were there and are personally receiving the divine revelation. The various shades of blue symbolize spirituality, profundity, serenity, and purity.
The paintings displayed here are some of the finest works ever created by artists. They are spiritual offerings from the very souls of their creators, works of prayer, worship, and devotion. It is as if each artist has lovingly done wuzu, which is a ritual purification before prayer, and then committed his brush to canvas. This country's finest artists have dedicated their best, most inspired works to the beautification of this museum.
God states in the Holy Quran that creation took 6 days. Thus the planets and galaxies were created on the first day, the earth on the second, the seas, dry land, and air on the third, plants on the fourth, animals on the fifth, and man on the sixth. In this painting, Master Farshtiyan has included fish and birds according to the Quranic verses concerning the fifth day of creation. The general composition of this painting is rotational. It seems to pull us inside and make us think profoundly about the basis of creation. The coloration is visually balanced, and the warm, bright colors used draw our eyes to the center of the painting, while conveying a sense of tenderness as well as beauty. The first Imam of the Shiites, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, loved and was devoted to both God and man, his creation. This painting was based on a spiritual experience and inspiration the artist had on 21st night of Ramadan. This painting shows the Imam's independence from this world, yet his love for orphans whom he tenderly shelters in his arms. The painting of Ashura evening is a great work of eternal religious significance. The return of the blood-spattered riderless horse eloquently symbolizes martyrdom and deep sorrow. The tremendous grief of the Prophet's household next to Zuljannah, as well as their posture, clamors of monumental tragedy. The expression in the eyes is the best way of depicting inner emotion. Therefore, Zuljanah, who witnessed the tragic event, is shown weeping. Such a depiction intensifies the sorrowful atmosphere of the painting. The use of purple for the clothing of the figures further underlines the tragic ambience of the painting, in that purple was traditionally the color of mourning. The blue in the painting represents sacrifice, the purple-red divine love and spirituality. The gray stands for both rebellion and agony. It was after completion of this work that the artist painted Aliasgar Imam Hussein's infant, who was martyred during the Ashura event.
The library also has on display some paintings by Professor Kamal-ul-Mulk, Master Farshchian, and Master Abbas Qatuzian, as well as a painting by Ali Afshar Wali. We also have some works by European painters, such as A Scene of Venice by William James. A unique collection of 1,282 shells and snails donated by Mr. Muhammad Said Fuad Zahabi of Syria are on display here. There is also a fine collection of stuffed fish and devil fish, which is very unique and is donated by another person some years ago.
Man has always been fascinated by the sea and its mysteries, and we have always been interested in the vast varieties of fish, seashells, and sea snails, many of which are still unknown, that inhabit the depths of the ocean. These sea creatures serve to remind us of the greatness of the Creator, who fashioned this beautiful planet and all the living things upon it. The Museum of Seashells and Sea Creatures was opened on the Prophet Muhammad's birthday in 1998. It contains about 457 square meters of exhibition space. At present, it contains 11 display cases, which contain about 500 different specimens of seashells, snails, and sea creatures. The entire collection, 1,282 specimens of seashells and snails, was generously donated to the Holy Shrine of Imam Reza. At present, 450 of these specimens are on display. Another part of the museum is devoted to stuffed and mounted fish and sea creatures, such as perch, blowfish, and so forth. The museum also contains a large painting which depicts over 40 different varieties of sea creatures. This hornfish, a member of the Pediculidae species, lives in deep water. The female has a long, compact torso and a wide mouth. The male of this species is smaller, with a tiny mouth and medium-sized teeth.